Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, the Bert Show.
So my cousin Pam, who is also my kidney donor, I've talked about her on the air before, was in town last weekend for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And she told Katie and I a story that I thought was hilarious because she just looked at us and said, you know what? I actually one time went on a lesbian date and had no idea that I was.
No way.
Because
this happened to a guy that I know.
And I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people because there's a lot of gay people who may be, you know, kind of... you know, a little cautious coming out of the closet. They may not be out of the closet yet. So a lot of times what you can do as a gay person is you can stealthily kind of tread the waters lightly to see if there's any possibility of any, you know, reciprocal feelings from somebody of the same sex. But but it's almost like you're safe about it. Where it's like if Jen and I are friends, I have a crush on Jen. She doesn't know it yet. So we go out. And then I consider it a date, and you don't.
Uh-huh.
And now, then,
I think that's happened to me before, too.
Does Jen know that you're gay at that point, or is Jen...
I can't remember if Pam knew. Maybe she knew. I think she did know. But what had happened, they had gone out, and they went out for drinks, because she was like, hey, you want to go out and have drinks? And so Pam's like, well, sure, you know, that'd be great. So they go out and have drinks, and then later on in the evening, they go somewhere else, and they run into some friends, which include some guys. And so Pam proceeds to flirt with one of the guys.
Oh, no.
The guy flirts with her, and then she noticed that her friend all of a sudden became withdrawn, almost sullen, almost
mad.
Angry,
ticked
and then
off.
Left, and completely left.
Because it'd be just like if you were out on a date with somebody, if you're a straight person, if you're out on a date with a girl and she starts flirting with another dude,
you try to be your wing woman.
You're like sad and bummed or whatever, and you bail on the girl.
I mean, she her feelings were so hurt because Pam was giving attention to somebody else and that she was interested in guys, and she totally sulked and left. And so then that's when Pam's like, wait a second. Oh, my God.
Like,
she, like, she was interested in me.
Yeah. She's like, wait, hello, bulletin, I'm straight.
Because part of her was
straight,
like,
straight.
Well, but the gay people, see, okay, look, one of the things, I may have tried this when I was 22 years old.
Let's say exhausted by us straight people. She's like, okay,
No, people. I'm saying the gay people. We know you're straight. I mean, they, you know, but there's, you know, people kind of see if there's any possibility for you to get a little drunk and see if anything's going to happen. And I think that's probably what she did with Pam. Because when you're taking them out for drinks, then, you know, you're trying to warm them up a little bit to see if there's any tendency, you know, bisexual tendency going on.
Right.
But my thing is, look, there's a certain age that you can do that, and I think get away with it. And they were in their 30s when this happened, so that was a little old for that to happen. But yeah, I was fascinated, never thought about it, but yeah, my cousin Pam went on a lesbian date and didn't even know.
There might be people listening right now who are
hilarious.
Like, oh my God, that happened to me. Like, it's
right,
just
like
dawning on him. Yeah.
Maybe, because, I mean, if your friend is all of a sudden, for no reason, out of the blue, pissed off, pardon my language, that you are not paying attention to them anymore because you decided to go and try to hook up, then, there, you know, there may be a reason.
Girlfriends don't do that. Like you said, girlfriends would be like, go get it.
Get your man.
See you later. Call me tomorrow with details, you know.
But not storm out of the bar.
Yeah. Do you think that the girl who took Pam out was unsure of her sexuality?
No.
She knew for sure that she was straight.
I think,
But just trying to convince her otherwise.
You mean unsure about Pam's sexuality?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think some people are seeking so much for that I don't know. Like, I am confident enough to ask a woman out on a date, hey, I'm gay, you want to go out on a date with me? But there's some people that are just scared to do that. And then if they are, and it's almost like when you're in the closet, you are become a spy. Again, I don't understand why the government does not hire gays and lesbians, because we're probably the best spies ever.
Right.
Because we lived half of our life, you know, under the radar, stealthily, mm-hmm. you know, because we didn't want anybody to find out. So you have to kind of figure out somebody by just kind of feeling them out. But then I think also, if you have a crush on somebody, you don't care. You're just going to try anyway, you know?
Right.
And I think for a lot of gays and lesbians, they try anyway, because they just assume that maybe if I get them drunk enough, then something will happen.
And is that some sort of challenge? Like some sort of personal challenge? Like, hey, I hooked up with a straight girl. Or, hey, I hooked up with a straight guy.
No, it's you have a crush on them, and you just, or you're trying to force the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guy friend who moved to a different city, like, for college. Mm-hmm. So he's 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he moves to a different city and everything's cool. And he meets an older student on campus.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, so he's the freshman. He meets the senior and the senior's like, oh, welcome to the school. A guy, mm-hmm. you know, so it's another guy, senior. And they become fast friends. And he's like, oh, you got to take this class, do this with this professor. Let's hang out. Let's whatever. And things are going cool. He's like, neat. I got a friend who's been here already for 3-4 years. I'm learning the ropes,
right?
You know? So then the guy says, hey, what are you doing Friday night? You want to go to dinner? And this is perfect. I mean, this is guy mentality.
Mm-hmm.
This, they go out to dinner and it's like, you know, an Italian restaurant that's kind of dim with little candle things on the table, you know, where people are drinking wine.
Yeah.
He doesn't process that it's like a romantic restaurant. Like, it doesn't even occur. And I don't think, like, I would. I right. don't think guys process things that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're raised to think of couples as boy-girl, and the boy asks the girl out, yeah. and they go on a uh-huh. date. And I think when you get into same-sex couples, it there's a lot of gray area.
And
he may misinterpreted the guy being nice to him for being, you know,
that's
flirty
what he did.
With him.
Right. And so then during dinner, like, they're sitting next to each other, and, like, you know, they would laugh about something, and the dude, the older dude, would slap my buddy's leg.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you know, like, give it a squeeze or whatever.
Oopsie.
My friend still doesn't occur to him. He's like, wow, this guy's like kind of touchy feely or whatever. And then at some point during the dinner, it comes up like, hey, do you want to go dancing after this?
Because he didn't stop him.
Right.
You know, from patting his leg. So he's thinking, oh, okay, all right.
Dancing, you know, whatever, back to my place. And then suddenly he's like, why would he go back to your place? It's only 10 o'clock. That's just perfect. That's the way guys process things. Mm-hmm. Is it's just very literal. Like,
well, I think that because it is so defined, as most people think couples are straight couples, that if, I mean, it's no different than a straight couple. If you're really nice to a guy, sometimes they misinterpret that as you flirting with him, and mm-hmm. he's got the green light to pursue, right?
Right.
It's no different in the gay community if they misinterpret, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just think in Pam's case, I think this woman just... I think she just had a crush on her and wanted to try something.
Are they not friends anymore?
No, because Pam felt bad. She's like, well, I didn't mean to hurt her feelings, but I mean, you know. I said, well, it's not your fault, you know. She took a girl who she didn't know for sure out on a date. And that, yeah, that's never going
to
end well.
Hey, Sue on the Voice Disguiser, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Melissa, I definitely agree with you about the lesbian stealth thing.
Uh-huh.
When I was in college, I'm 25 now, so that wasn't very long ago, but I definitely used it on girls that I knew was straight.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, let's go out to the straight bars and we'll drink.
Have a couple drinks.
I'm going to tell you, I was successful about 99% of the time.
Well, I mean,
come home and they, you know, a little something would happen, you know, so...
So that was like a personal challenge for you.
But you purposely pursued straight girls.
It was definitely fun. I'm not trying to boast myself. I'm definitely, you know, cute.
Come on, you're trying to brag. Mm-hmm. These are bragging rights for you.
Yeah.
I'm a little cute, but, I mean, it definitely worked out for me, you know, warming them up. Because in college, you know, women are a lot more, I found, experimental.
Well,
but that's if you just want to hook up. You're not right. You weren't looking for a relationship with anybody.
And I'm a little older, and I got to tell you that those girls weren't completely straight. Like, that's there's some girls that at 25 still don't know. Because I can tell you, I could give Jen Hobby all the drinks on this planet and still couldn't hook up with her. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know. Let's have some tequila, Melissa.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.